Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Today is a great day. I love today. Today is this amazing day. It's Friday. There's so much going on in the world of sports, and I'm just loving every moment of it. Now, this is SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU, and alongside me, I have Wally, a.k.a. Casey Wallach. What's up, Casey?
Not too much. How are you doing on this lovely Friday?
I'm doing great. I cannot wait for today because I'm going to see The Gallows. I've been waiting months to see this movie, and I can't wait to scare the crap out of myself. It's going to be a fun movie. I can't wait. So before we even get to what we're going to talk about today, about the Heat getting cheated, I actually found a list this morning. One of my writers, Zach Zernt. I want to thank him for getting this out to me. This is a list from 24/7 Sports, the top fan bases in the league. Number one, Dallas Cowboys,
obviously.
Number two, the New England Patriots. The Giants, the Ravens, the Jets, the Bears, the Packers, the Saints, Colts, Niners, Eagles, Texans, Broncos, Steelers, Redskins, Titans, Chargers, Vikings, Cardinals, Falcons, Bucks, Panthers, Rams, Bengals, Lions, Seahawks, Chiefs, Bills, Jaguars, Dolphins. How are the Miami Dolphins the last fan base in the league?
Oh, man.
And I've argued with at least four people right now on how the hell the Dolphins have the worst fan base in the league. I do not believe that at all. No way in hell that they are just below Cleveland. They're just below Cleveland. How is that possible?
The only thing I could maybe come up with is that, you know, there's so much else to do in Miami during the day, when the games are on. And, you know, everybody wants to be at the beach, and that's kind of their lifestyle. But still, I mean, it's one day a week, people.
Exactly. The Browns. Browns! What? How
are you doing?
The Dolphins finished better. The Dolphins finished better than the Browns. They damn well finished better than the Jaguars. They even finished better than the Bears some seasons. How the hell do they have the worst fan base? I don't believe this. This is a stupid list. 24/7 Sports, you don't know what you're talking about. Browns.
Where'd you get your data?
The Dolphins. Really. Browns over the Dolphins. Get the out of here. Okay, so that's just, you know, I had a little pissed about that. But obviously Cowboys number one, Packers at 7, Colts at 9. Those are pretty fair. But you know what's not fair? The Miami Heat got cheated in the Super Bowl championship. They were cheated. They missed the championship game by half a freaking point. Half a point. This is so. I mean, obviously, I don't know how summer league works, but two people have told me, one being Casey, one being writer Bruce Clark, that this is all about points.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he did pull out some wins out there. You know what? But they're
4-0. They should be in the championship game.
Yeah. The system's. I didn't know that obviously till yesterday, and it was on Twitter, and I was like, that they do this, you know, that qualifying is done on the whole quarters one system, and you know, it's, I don't know, I think it's stupid, but so basically we got the bronze medal today, and
that's kind of what it is, because they did win third place against the Pistons. I think they won like 91 to something. I don't remember the final score. 91-68. So they won pretty easily in the third place, fourth place game, but they should have won in the championship game. You know what? It is what it is. Heat finished 5-0 in the regular in the Orlando Summer League. Congratulations to you guys. Moving on, tomorrow, 7-11, they will face the Utah Jazz in Las Vegas. So the Heat were cheated out of the Summer League championship. But are they about to steal Amari Stoudemire? He's meeting with Pat Riley today, and it's most likely he's going to sign with the Miami Heat. That is big. that is huge for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, definitely. They're saying that the deal's probably going to get done and everything. I'm not sure how what's going to have to go. Like everybody's been talking about Birdman and Chalmers being up there as part of negotiating chips or whatever. So we'll see. And then they're also meeting with Marcus Thornton from the Nets today, which would address more so our spot up shooter need type thing. So that's also interesting. We'll see if we get one of them or both of them or what. And they're still interested in Crawford. So
yeah. So I'm as a fan, I'm not a Miami Heat fan, but I am a fan of Amari Stoudemire. So I do hope that the Heat do wind up signing him to at least a 1-year deal, because that would be awesome to see him playing down south. I would love it. Absolutely love to see that. So who is this? I know you texted me last night about what we were talking about today. Zaza. Who is Zaza?
Zaza Pachulia he was on the Bucks, and he's a center. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league for a few years, so he's a vet. And he is going to the Mavericks for a future second rounder. He's a big fan favorite here up in Milwaukee. So, sad to see him go, but, we've got Greg Monroe now and everything. So, and part of it is because Chris Middleton signed that big $70 million contract before the Zaza trade. So now Milwaukee doesn't have any cap space left. But if the trade had happened before signing Middleton, then they would have had $11 million, which kind of sucks, to not have that, in our pocket. But yeah, it's interesting. And this is basically what Dallas can get now, at the end of free agency, because of the whole DeAndre Jordan thing. I mean, they're just, mm-hmm. Picking up, whatever's out there, I guess. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, we'll miss it. Miss him up here in Milwaukee. He's a good guy, and we like seeing Zaza, obviously. So
is he going to Dallas, or is he not going to Dallas?
He's going to Dallas. He's going to Dallas. I'm sorry, I should have made that clear. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't hear it clear enough or something. But that's a pretty sad. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about KCD. The Milwaukee Bucks will be just fine. Still got MCW. Still got other players. I think they have Brandon Knight, right? Brandon Knight?
No, not anymore. We got MCW when we got rid of Brandon Knight.
Well, I know there's other big names on that team. I just can't name them right now.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I can't even. Just Greek Freak. We got him.
Yeah, that's who I remember.
John Henson. It's a good team. They're a nice, long team, very young team, so it's exciting. It's exciting for the city. Now we just got to get that arena built so that the team's not in Seattle or Vegas instead of Milwaukee.
You said in the ghetto?
No, instead of Vegas.
Instead of the ghetto.
Oh,
Seattle. Seattle.
Yeah.
Hard hearing today. So this is just into Essie and Wally. Chris Broussard apologized to Mark Cuban. He said he should have contacted him before reporting what his quote-unquote sources had told him. Glad to hear that they clear the heat. They can clear the smoke. Broussard and Mark Cuban. But
it's funny you brought up Mark Cuban. I got one little thing here. He on his Cyberdust app this morning, he said that when he went into Houston, he had texted DeAndre Jordan, and he said that, and he actually did go to his house, and he knew the address, and DeAndre Jordan said he was on a date when he was actually meeting with the Clippers, and because Cuban showed up at DeAndre's house, and he was texting him that, he was there, and he knew something was up, and he needed to talk, but apparently DeAndre was on a fake date.
A lot of drama in Dallas. So much drama with all of these different teams. And we will talk. We're going to talk about all that drama. And Casey has a top 10 list from a pickle. We'll see what's up with that when we come back from our commercial. That's Ian Wally on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop.
What
are you doing?
What? I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
want what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jake?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't answer like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Putting on what?
We're putting... Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Idiots, I swear. They let Cleveland beat them. In the basketball world, they would tear Miami down if that was the same. That was a message to Victoria Lark about the Dolphins having the worst fan base than the Browns. And she just told me I was right. I know, I'm damn right I'm right, because if the Cavaliers had a better fan base than the Heat, then Miami would go freaking crazy. So moving on, we're back to Dallas. I see you Wally on MSL Radio. A lot of drama with the Mavericks. It's not even Mark Cuban. Chandler Parr, after DeAndre Jordan left back to Los Angeles, Chandler Parsons had a little thing to tell him, and he told him that he was not ready to be the franchise player. DeAndre Jordan wasn't going to be a franchise player no matter where he went. Good, Chandler Parsons. It doesn't matter that he left Dallas. You know, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. Either way, he was never going to be a franchise player. So I don't even understand where that's coming from at all.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, stated that he was not, you know, happy. You know, he said he was shocked, disappointed, frustrated, disrespected. You know, that he was scared to take the next step in his career, talking about DeAndre Jordan, and he said, you know, he's upset because he put the entire franchise in jeopardy. He's just saying, you know, he feels bad for Mark Cuban, and, you know, he's like, be a professional, pick up the phone. He's like, I can't get over that part, and it's just, yeah, he's venting for sure. And I mean,
yeah, well, mm-hmm.
I get, he was like the ringleader in the recruiting process and all that. And I don't know, he kind of sounds a little bit like a scorned ex-girlfriend or whatever, but I don't know. That's just my take on that.
Unbelievable. Either way, I think that DeAndre Jordan was upsetting L.A. and Dallas. So it doesn't matter what his decision was. You know, well, one side was going to be upset regardless. So it doesn't even matter what decision he made. Chandler Parsons needs to get over himself because it is what it is, right? So, Casey Wallach has a top 10 list from a pickle.
It's from the Sports Pickle, which is like a comedic blog. And
I know. I'm just poking fun.
I know what you do. Yeah, I know. I think it's a funny name too. Anyway, but yeah, they do. You know, a lot of this like kind of just funny stuff. It's not just, these aren't things that actually happen. It's stuff that, you know, people like to make up funny lists. And this is the 10 greatest moments from the LeBron, Wade, Carmelo, CP3 summer vacation in the Bahamas. So, number 10 is building a huge sand sculpture in the shape of the NBA championship trophy, only to have Melo and Chris Paul destroy it before it was finished. Number 9 is watching Jurassic World and telling all of their favorite Chris Bosh is a dinosaur jokes. Number 8, telling Carmelo to put on SPF 45 so he doesn't get burned like he does all the time on defense. Number 7, that time Chris Paul punched a dolphin in the balls. Number 6, when they went out drinking, ordered a tray of shots, and Melo took all the shots. Number 5, ignoring LeBron's repeated requests that they vacation next year in the exotic beaches of Lake Erie. Number 4, trying to convince each other that the Spurs won't be much better with LaMarcus Aldridge and David West. Number 3, getting drunk, prank calling DeAndre Jordan, and tricking him into thinking Chris Paul will change. Number 2, leaving Carmelo back at the hotel so they can have some fun telling Knicks jokes. And number 1, excluding Chris Paul from conversations by going to the part of the pool that has water above 6 feet. So that's just a little Friday.
Wow. You heard it first here on SC and Wally. Dolphins have balls. Who knew? That's news to me. that sounds like a really good time though. I love that. Yeah, I know. I mean, we're gonna talk about the Bahamas in a little bit. But I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Nick Young. What's up with him?
Well, I mean, everybody's kind of wondering where he is or what's his future with the Lakers and everything. And you know, because last week they were kind of shopping him around, you know, they said they were doing their due diligence or whatever, but they're kind of shopping around and nobody was, you know, biting on it. So I guess he's probably going to stay. Mitch Kupchak was asked about Nick Young yesterday, and he said that he believes he does have a future with the Lakers. It just depends on how he adjusts, Nick Young adjusts to what the coaching staff, you know, tells him to do. And so that's the last I heard of Nick Young right now. So,
last I heard he was on the market. Again, there's no word on what's happening there. Oh, I still hope he stays in L.A. I do. I really do. Mm-hmm. I wish he was. I hope he stays in L.A. Because, again, if he does, next year the Lakers will be good. It'll be good. I'm telling you, it'll be good. So the Gronk, everybody knows the Gronk is rich. How rich is the Gronk? This guy has his own cruise ship. What? This guy has his own cruise ship. Wow. Oh, my God. I wish I was the Gronk, man. I swear. This guy, he spends none of his money that he makes with the Patriots. He still has a cruise ship. So I don't have the promo, but I know Andrew does. Gronk is inviting, and Gronk and his family, I should say, are inviting you to Miami, Florida, February 19th to the 22nd, to go on a cruise with him. I don't know about you, listeners. I don't know about you, Casey. I am going on that cruise.
Oh my God. It's like one of those things that's like, is it going to be like so amazingly awful, or is it just going to be brilliant? I mean, it's like.
Well, why do you say it's going to be awful, though?
Well, because, I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, Dan Lebatard says it's going to be, like, a bunch of, like, meatheads talking about their fantasy teams and everything. Other people say, no, Gronk's going to bring the chicks. And so, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's interesting.
No,
like,
that's going to be one crazy cruise, I'll tell you that right now. There's going to be a lot of parties, a lot of booze.
I'm sure
it
will.
I know that Andrew wants to go. I know Darren wants to go. No, Eric wants to go. You should come with us.
I'm down for anything. I mean, it would be funny to film it or take pictures of it and witness it firsthand. So I'm down to go on a cruise next February.
Hell yeah. My plan right now is to go to the Super Bowl. Like, you know, do like a live stream of the Super Bowl. And then travel down to Miami right after the Super Bowl. Go on the Gronk cruise. Go back to Miami. And then there's another cruise that leaves Miami, I think, like a week later. Where there's bands like Baking Benjamin, Motionless in White, Flyleaf. There's all these amazing bands are doing their own cruise with them, their own. Which, again, goes to Miami to the Bahamas. February is going to be fun. I can't wait. I cannot wait. We are 4 weeks away from football. I bet you guys didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're 4 weeks from football. 4 weeks from today, the Vikings and Steelers will kick off the Pro Football Hall of Fame game to kick off the preseason. August 7th on NBC. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. We need football back in our lives.
Oh, yes, we do. So it's almost the time of the year where it's becoming slow because the All-Star break's about to come up. And then basically all we have is the Gold Cup of the UN, the U.S. Men's National Team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun All-Star week. I can't wait to see how everything turns out with baseball, though.
Oh, we got a breaking news here. Greg Hardy's 10-game suspension has been reduced to 4.
Sweet.
For your team, I mean, but
yeah, it's pretty good. But then again, I don't know if I would say I care much. That brings it back to Week 5. He'll be able to play against the Patriots. But we still don't know Brady's gonna play that game.
Yeah, we don't
Brady's
yet.
The appeal is supposed to be read, or the suspension, the official suspension is supposed to be read sometime next week. So when we get that news, we'll definitely let you guys know. So, you know, my plans for the weekend. Two movies today, The Minions and The Gallows. I cannot wait for either of them. And then tomorrow, 7-Eleven. So free small Slurpee day at some Eddie Park, just kidding, 7-Eleven, from the hours 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go figure.
So those are my plans for the weekend. And my friend wants to take me to see the new Terminator movie on Sunday. What are your plans for the weekend, Casey?
Well, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice, so, you know, a little bit of golf, a little bit of, you know, maybe go to the pool, kind of just relax a little bit, get some work done if, you know, when it's nighttime, I don't know, just kind of hang out and relax. I love July, so it's just...
Oh, yes. We all know why you love July, too. It's the same reason I do, probably.
Yep, exactly.
My 21st birthday is Wednesday, July 22nd. Mm-hmm. Make sure to call into the show that day and wish me happy birthday. If I haven't come on the show, that is because, you know, I may be partying too hard. I'm like, you know what, Casey? Yeah, I'm leaving my
right?
Home. Casey Wallach's birthday is July 25th, the Saturday after mine. Casey, I don't know if I should ask this, but how old are you going to be?
No, you're not supposed to ask it.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll leave that alone then.
I'll tell you off air.
All right. But we got 4 minutes left, so what else we got here? Oh, I gotta mention about the fan base thing from one of my good friends, Angie Amarius. I don't know how to say her last name. It's one thing to group a fan base and another to see a fan base so open. Issue same goes all for all Miami-based teams. I don't know about that, because I think that the Heat have a way bigger fan base than the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Marlins definitely have a big fan base, because all of my Twitter, every night I see, you know, let's go Marlins. And the Marlins have a losing record right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, baseball fans tend to be, you know, pretty loyal to their team and everything. They're not as, let's see, not flamboyant, but like outrageous as NBA fans can get. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, with like Heat Twitter and everything, you know, Heat fans are very passionate fans, and I don't know if I'm wrong in this, but I just think that I think the Marlins do have a big fan base, but you just don't hear from them the same way you do like the NBA fans.
I'm a fan base. The worst in the NFL. I don't believe it. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to end the show early today. My ride is here to go see the Minions and the Gallows. So, and everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Casey, for being on. Everybody, enjoy your weekend.
Ian,
I'll be back on Monday with Casey.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erd III, here only on MSL Radio.